Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Vice Chairman with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
USDA's priority is to keep African swine fever out of the country, but plans were announced during the National Pork Industry Forum to deal with the disease if it were to be found. USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Greg Ibach said these steps will strengthen the ability to quickly and effectively respond to ASF if it was to be detected in the United States.
First of all, we will take steps immediately to have the Secretary declare an extraordinary emergency. That means that we will manage it as a nation versus as by a state by state. And this will give us the ability to have uniformity between states as how we manage the disease. And we think that will be much more efficient and effective. We've also announced that we will have a national standstill for 72 hours at the minimum to give us time to stop the disease from spreading, to be able to control it and contain it, and to be able to try to assess what the pockets are that have been exposed or are at risk, and whether or not there are areas of the United States that we will be able to continue to allow movement and business as usual, and hopefully we would be able to identify some of those.
In addition, USDA plans to work with states and the pork industry on appropriate depopulation plans to reduce paperwork. The Agriculture Department plans to pay for virus elimination with a uniform flat rate based on the size of the affected premises. Even with this proactive plan, Ibach remains confident that the U.S. can prevent ASF from entering the country. ASF is a highly contagious and deadly viral disease affecting pigs that has not been detected in the U.S. ASF does not affect human health and cannot be transmitted from pigs to humans. But for more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff, or you can go to pork.org. Well, farmers and ranchers can start applying to enroll grasslands in the Conservation Reserve Program grassland sign-up coming up March 16th. This CRP grassland sign-up allows farmers and ranchers to protect grasslands, rangelands, and pastures while they maintain the land as working grazing lands, said Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce. He says the program emphasizes support for grazing operations and plant and animal biodiversity while protecting land under the greatest threat of conversion or development. CRP grassland participants retain the right to conduct common grazing practices like haying, mowing, or harvesting seed from the enrolled land. The duration of a CRP contract is either 10 or 15 years. Sign-up will run through May the 15th. You've got farm news on Ron. The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agriculture producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. At Oklahoma Ag Mediation, we know how costly and stressful it can be to have to engage in litigation, leaving your future in the hands of someone else, and we want to help. We've been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987, so let our professional mediators help you. The services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call, 800-248-5465. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.